getting ready to make a road trip on Friday night. Great win by your kids to kick off the season against Ogallala. Boy, came out, great offensive effort. Your defense really stood up as well in that season opener, didn't it?
Yep, we played well. All sides of the ball.
No big surprise at all. You kind of have expectations for this group that, hey, it's going to be a pretty good year for Gothenburg football.
Yeah, I think so. We've had, they've got the opportunity to play the last couple of years. We've kind of had younger teams, so this is their time to shine.
Experience on your side, what, five starters offense, six more in defense. Great to have some experience back. Talk about some of those guys. I know Trey Stevens is a guy we're going to be talking about a lot. Cooper Kane, Braden Anderson, just to name a few offense, defensive-wise for Friday night.
Yep. Trey has started, last year he was our starting wide receiver, but great athlete. He's about 6'3", got a good arm, runs well. He's our quarterback this year. Cooper Kane's a nice 6'2" receiver, long. Gotten a little faster since last year, too. Speed always helps. And Braden's a second-year starter in our defensive backfield. He played a great safety for us. And now he's on the offensive side of the ball also.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Coach. Didn't Trey come in a little bit of quarterback in our game last year at your place?
He probably did. Last year, he actually started the year as quarterback, but we kind of had a returning starter that was dinged up at the beginning of the year. So, yeah, they split time early, and then that guy won the job back. So.
But he is your guy this year.
He is my guy this year. Guy this year, yes.
Ethers, Jackson Dom, I know Evan Johnson, just to name a few, Preston Nichols. So you've got some good depth at that that area, don't you?
We feel pretty good about our offensive backfield. We feel like we can make some plays, you know, and Jackson Schwann's had a great night as a receiver for us. So we just think we have multiple kids that can make plays for us.
Can you tell us what happened in the Ogallala game? I mean, just a little bit of offense, defense, offensive side first. Obviously, you got a lot of points on the board for that first game.
Yeah, Ogallala kind of runs against us anyway. They just kind of dared us to throw, and you know, we hit three touchdown passes, and to be honest, we just missed two others that would have really lengthened it out. They packed the box to try and stop our running game, and they were fairly successful at that. We didn't run the ball as well as I would have liked, but Trey made some great throws, and we ran some great routes and got open, and it worked out that way.
And obviously your defense giving up one score, you got to be pleased with that.
Yep. Anytime you're holding a team to one touchdown for a game, you're doing pretty well. I thought the kids rallied to the ball really well.
Got some pretty decent size on that Owen defensive lines this year, don't you?
Well, it's, you know, obviously we're not huge. We're not going to outsize anybody, but we feel like we got kids that can hold their own on the inside, and then we feel like defensively we can run to the ball. Now with McCook, they're pretty good at running with the ball, so, you know, trying to match that speed will be key for us.
If it comes down to the kicking situation, you feel like you've got your, I know McCook's loves their kicking game. You like yours as well.
Well, we went 3-for-4. To be honest, we worked on a new kicker just last week. He went 3-for-4. We were pretty happy with that. We probably won't be trying any long field goals or anything, but our punting game is solid and kickoff team is pretty solid also.
Numbers from freshmen through the senior class, Coach, pretty happy with how many kids you got out this year?
Oh, we'd always like more. We're thin. Our numbers are down. They've been down for a couple of years. You know, we'd like to see those get built back up. Who knows?
I was going to say, any signs in your younger grades of possibly getting a little bit better?
Well, we hope so. You know, we hope to start building those numbers back up a little bit, but we'll see.
Obviously, Coach, you've had a chance to watch the Bison on film and their first game against Cozette. Your thoughts on what the Bison bring to the table coming up on Friday?
Well, I think Coach Vetrovsky does a nice job. That quarterback looks kind of dangerous, running the ball and throwing it. And defensively, they're always tough. They always it's tough to move the ball on them. Actually, tougher just to score on them than. Sometimes they let you move the ball a little bit and then stiffen up inside the 20. But they are a solid team, well coached, and they have athletes and they play physical football. We're going to go down there and try and give them a good game.
Well, your kids know the McCook kids. They know each other from so many sports and football and track and baseball during the summertime that you know darn well. They'll compete very well with the Bison, whether it's home or away.
I think so. I honestly believe that. I think we're going to have a good game Friday night.
You are the only district team to get a win. Everybody else goes at Holdridge, Minden, Broken Bow, 0-1 out of the gates. So you got a leg up on those teams.
Well, you know, it's not in the district, but yeah, this is the first year in, 4 years, I think, where we won the opener. So once COVID hit, we had a hard time with opening games, I guess.
And then you got, of course, after McCook, this kind of maybe your, every game is tough, Coach, but with McCook and then Adams Central back to back, that's a tough 2 weeks right there, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's tough coming out of the gate, but honestly, that kind of gives us a pretty good gauge on what we've got. And last year we were just a little overmatched, a little outmanned. We feel much better about the matchups this year.